Bitcoin, or any other cryptocurrency.
That's the sound of the money truck backing up to your front door, Hoss.
Nobody's going to put money into a crazy scheme like that.
Okay, here comes the catch. This has to cost a lot of money.
Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency.
Buy.
Yes, the money is good.
We don't have that much time left. Let's talk rocket ships. First, Bitcoin.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Crypto Karma. This is Nick Crypto Green, Karma, and it is the with first a week of October. That is always good news in the stock market and in the world of crypto. This episode, like many other episodes, are brought to you by Nectar Juice Bar. Only healthy, only fresh, and just like Bitcoin, it can solve most of your immunity problems. Check out NectarJuiceBar.com. So the first week of October is notoriously known for pump, pump, pump. We're going to see things going up as we enter Q4. A lot of money has been in reserves and on the sidelines, and a lot of profits have been taken over the last few quarters as more and more big business and institution is getting into crypto. Some of them are kind of waiting to see what would happen, whereas others have already figured out that this train left the station and is going to reach its destination before you know it. And that destination is going to be, well over 100 grand. So prices, as we start off October strong, you know, we were down a bit, but check this out. Bitcoin is up and passes 50,000 for the first time in 4 weeks, a very, very clear sign of what's to come for Q4. In the past 7 days, Bitcoin is up 22%. And the past 24 hours is always what matters, up 5%. Ethereum, we were just at $2,800 last time I did a show, well under 3,000. Today, 22% up for the week at $3,500. And Binance Coin broke 400 a long time ago at 440. Sol has been our superstar this whole last season, or at least the past couple months, as you know, up 25% to 166. It hit a low of probably 130. Is it going to be worth over $200? I think the answer is yes. Dogecoin is still a quarter. It was down below 20 cents. So there were 25% gains in just over 7 days of trading if you actually like to make money. Or if you're just holding it, you could watch it go up and down like a ping pong. Besides that, everything kind of averaged a 20% to 22% increase over the past 7 days. And the winner for 24 hours is ICP, Internet Computer, up to $55. It was down to 40 about 2 weeks ago and is clearly making its way up. Matic, I always like to talk about because it is up 22% at $1.30. And not long ago, it was just around a dollar, if not under a dollar. And I'm saying buy it because Matic is going to be $2, $3, $4. It is almost like it's easy money. If you don't have Matic, well, have fun staying poor. And I don't make the rules. Speaking of rules, we have a very important message from your president, not mine, Biden. Let's see what he has to say.
To borrow what when needed. And in that case, we're able to borrow because we always pay our debt. We always paid what we owe. We've never failed. That's America. That's who we are. That's what's called for. It's called full faith and credit of the United States. It's rock solid. It's the best in the world. But here's the deal. There's a cap on what we can borrow called the debt limit. And only Congress can raise or lower that debt limit. So let me be really clear. This is really important to know. Raising the debt limit is about paying off our old debts. It has nothing to do with any new spending being considered. It has nothing to do with my plan for infrastructure or building back better. Zero. Zero. Both of which, I might add, are paid for. So if we're going to make good on what's already been approved by previous Congresses and previous presidents and parties, we have to pay for it. Social Security benefits, the American people are promised, salaries for servicemen and women, benefits for veterans. We're going to have to raise the debt limit if we're going to meet those obligations.
Well, that was from, as many of you may know, Let's Go Brandon. That was tremendous advice or words based on the economy of the United States of America. So really interesting. What I want to follow that up with is the definition of a Ponzi scheme. It is a form of fraud in which belief in the success of a non-existent enterprise is fostered by the payment of quick returns to the first investors from money invested by later investors. investors. So what you're saying is money comes from a third party in order to sustain the debt or purchases of a made-up enterprise or something you have faith on. And then from there, more money is borrowed in order to pay off the first investors. So it's like getting a credit card to pay off another credit card, Visa to pay off MasterCard, getting a line of credit to make your mortgage payments. There's a lot of things wrong with this definition. Why is this important? Well, it's very important because this is our economy. First off, you have to know what's going on and that inflation is real. It's real to the point above 12%. Not the 5% that your government likes to tell you about or the hot dogs you save money on, but real life is up 12 to 15% and the job market is not doing any better. So the big question is going to be, where do you invest your money? Do you have faith in stocks? Do you have faith in a 401k? Do any of these things make you feel secure? Do you trust Medicare, et cetera? You know, my answer is no. I believe in the sustainability of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency because it is also not controlled by the US government. It is global. Cannot be controlled. And in fact, the government even admits that they can't do anything about it. The SEC chairman, Gary Gensler, who we all know and hate, finally admitted that the SEC has no plans to ban Bitcoin or crypto. I think telling us something we don't know is not part of their vocabulary because nobody could ban it. That's the truth. And that's also what makes it so appealing. Sure, the United States has a lot of money in it, but in a market that globally exceeds $2 trillion, it is very hard for any one market or government to control. So having your money in something that is backed by math and not faith, which is literally the US dollar at this point, as we've explained, could intrinsically give a lot more value to what your savings are. There is a big transfer of wealth through cryptocurrency, and the last 8 months have proven that there is a big transfer of wealth going from the middle class and the lower class to the already wealthy. So you got to pick a side to be on and realize that the middle class is slowly and systematically being destroyed. If you say words like disproportionately, it'll make it sound more legitimate, whereas the truth is you just have to really pay attention to the worthless value of our dollar and what exactly is happening in the world. People, other countries, are not trusting the United States dollar. And in fact, despite what Biden said, there are countries such as China, North Korea, Russia, Iraq, Iran, that are pushing to no longer make the dollar the reserve dollar of the world, so to speak, OPEC, etc. And the reason it matters is these countries play a very big role in what happens in the world. So even though it could only be a handful of countries that are against it, that's in some cases all that you need. Remember, Saudi Arabia and North Korea are the chair for the UN's Committee on Human Rights. So all is not right in the world. Please pay attention to what's happening in it. Protect your money, protect your savings and investments, because at the end, it's all connected. In this crazy world that we're talking about, this week, the first week of October, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, all owned by the same company, were shut down for approximately 6 hours. So everybody has their favorite conspiracy. A lot of people have come up with ideas. There's a ton of memes. Did Zuckerberg forget his password, etc.? I think what's really important and interesting to note are two very simple things. The first one is there have been dozens of whistleblowers against hospitals, Facebook, Instagram, doctor's offices, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer. None of them have been asked on 60 Minutes and none of them is doing a campaign tour or an acceptable blitz on the liberal media because they are not pro-whistleblowers. Look at Snowden and look at Julian Assange. It became public knowledge that the CIA admitted they were planning to assassinate Assange. And what did he do? Regardless of how he did it, he simply exposed the truth. He exposed, through verified emails, all the shenanigans that our government and intelligence agencies are up to. Therefore, they wanted to retaliate by killing him. These are now facts. You have to kind of think about, well, what is happening in the world and why? With everything shut down, my own little hypothesis is that this whistleblower was given a green light on mainstream media. And the short and simple fact is that her PR firm that is booking her on all these shows is also the same PR firm that Jen Psaki, who is the chief of correspondence for the White House, worked for up until 2020. It is also the same firm that led whistleblowers to incite the impeachment against Trump over the Ukraine phone call and also has done work on behalf of the Obama family. Therefore, the fact that this is all backed by the same people, I find this to be very suspicious and think the only way that Facebook and these other agencies are able to destroy, they're called digital footprints under a forensic audit, that they were collecting data for the intelligence intelligence agencies and selling it or giving it away. Who knows? The only way in order to cover their tracks would be to shut down the entire system. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it. Of course, I could be wrong, but to me, it makes sense. And this is all a big distraction and or cover-up. Speaking of cover-ups, there is a lot going on in the news.
We interrupt our program with a special bulletin.
First off, in the news on Crypto Karma, it is really important to update all the progress that Bitcoin is making. Where is crypto being accepted is one of my favorite things because it shows mass adoption. Just announced today, PacSun, Pacific Sunware, is going to accept cryptocurrency payments from shoppers online, which now consists of over 50% of shoppers in any given business. The fashion retailer is working with BitPay to support 11, count them 11, cryptocurrencies.
One, two. Three, four.
I am sure Dogecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum. Of course, there's going to be the standards that are a part of it. Guessing which ones will be a part of the 11. And of course, investing in BitPay is always a good idea. So follow the money. And it looks like it's going to be a lot easier to spend your money or crypto on retail goods. But remember, my idea is to keep your crypto, not to spend it on these everyday items, because then somebody else is just going to make money that really should have been yours in the first place. And speaking of yours in the first place, retail banks. Awesome, awesome, awesome. They like to come in when the train already left the station. U.S. Bank is launching a Bitcoin custody service as many institutions are trying to meet the demand that will be brought upon by their customers. I'm sure every millionaire in this country, let alone the world, is going to want to have Bitcoin, at least one, if not more. It's still affordable, but remember, 21 million minus the 7, there's over 30 million millionaires in the United States alone, which means not even everyone in the United States can have one Bitcoin each. This is going to be a very, very, very small club on a global scale. And it's kind of cool to see the banks are openly and publicly catching on. So you can't say you haven't been warned. U.S. Bank is the fifth biggest retail bank of the nation. They announced Tuesday that its cryptocurrency custody service is available to all of their fund managers. The offering will help investment managers store private keys for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Litecoin, plus seven others, with the help of sub-custodian NYDIG. Support for other coins like Ethereum and Dogecoin is expected over time. They are starting off with those three. This just shows the world is going to continue to spin and Bitcoin is not dead. So we covered presidents. Another awesome one here. President Trump only likes to be covered by the news most of the time when there is something negative. Well, he did say something against Bitcoin, which is really, really sad. What he says on cryptocurrency is, I don't want other currencies coming out and hurting the dollar, which is really interesting. Trump would say that, knowing that he is alienating a huge community that is very pro-Bitcoin, pro-crypto. But we also can't forget that Trump has done a lot of business with China. The guy is almost 80 years old and made his billions of dollars without Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So anybody like him, Warren Buffett, you name it, old and rich, they are not going to appreciate Bitcoin, nor do they have the time or patience for it, etc. It is a very freedom-minded community because, of course, Bitcoin is freedom from the trappings of our traditional fiat system now. Well, clearly it's because he knows the dollar is in a lot of trouble. The former U.S. president was asked, you have a relationship with a Chinese president. What do you think they are up to regarding Bitcoin? And is the crackdown on crypto good for the United States? His response was, well, I think he, meaning the ruler president of China, wants to do his own currency, whether it's crypto or otherwise. Well, clearly Trump knows that China has their own cryptocurrency so they could control the finances of their citizens. Several people, including the famous Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki, have similarly expressed that China has been cracking down on crypto to pave the way for its central digital bank currency called the CBDC, or the digital yuan. China's decision to restrict access presents a perfect opportunity for American leadership on cryptocurrency. This is from Congressman Patrick McHenry. There is definitely a lot of debate between China and Bitcoin in the cryptocurrency world, which leaves open a lot of opportunities to still take advantage of before they open the market back up again and they ban Bitcoin for the 10th time this year. Guaranteed it is going to happen. So I always like to watch on Twitter Edward Snowden. This guy lives in Russia. If you know his story, you know he's another one that was ostracized from the United States for treason and espionage when the Obama administration ran on accepting and helping and aiding whistleblowers. So what's funny is Snowden was a whistleblower against the NSA, that they were illegally collecting data and spying on our own American citizens many years ago. We're talking over 10 years ago, and now they want to arrest him. But they also wanted to kill Julian Assange. Well, what I like about Edward Snowden is he always points out the obvious. He says Bitcoin is up 10 times since he first tweeted about buying it, and that China's ban actually makes Bitcoin stronger. So he's the former computer intelligence consultant for the NSA and contractor for the CIA. Edward Snowden tweeted about Bitcoin just on last Sunday. He says, "This is the first time in a while I felt like buying Bitcoin. Sometimes I think back to this and wonder how many people bought Bitcoin then. It's up about 10x since I first tweeted about it, despite a coordinated global campaign by governments to undermine public understanding of and support for cryptocurrency. China even banned it, but China's banning just made Bitcoin stronger." Really interesting. You got to pay attention to who you listen to. I've been a long follower of Snowden because he's always pointing out things and explaining them in a way that nobody on the outside would necessarily understand unless they were actually part of what happens on the inside. Snowden has been a long supporter of Bitcoin, tweeting about it quite often, but not always suggesting whether he would buy it, how much he owns, or what the public should do. When El Salvador made Bitcoin legal tender alongside the United States dollar, he wrote, "There is now pressure on competing nations to acquire Bitcoin, or latecomers may regret hesitating." But OnlyFans said it would prohibit users from posting sexually explicit content due to mounting pressure from banking partners. Snowden tweeted, "Bitcoin fixes this." And that's a fact. Furthermore, when Joe Biden unveiled a large $6 trillion 2022 budget in May, Snowden wrote, $6 trillion, this is good for Bitcoin. Because the more the president devalues our dollar, the higher Bitcoin will go up. The more companies or banking institutions like Visa and MasterCard, when they deny a business a way to make money, then Bitcoin and cryptocurrency becomes stronger. And when a country acquires Bitcoin, like he said, other countries are going to follow. And that is what leads us next. So more than exciting, in Brazil, El Salvador already caught on, but it looks like next on the list, maybe even to beat Uruguay, Brazil's federal deputy, Aurora Ribeiro, has revealed the Brazilians could soon be able to buy houses, cars, and even McDonald's with Bitcoin. The South American nation is preparing a vote on a cryptocurrency regulation bill, which is expected to be presented to the plenary of the Chamber of Deputies, must be something only in Brazil, within just the next few days. They say we want to separate the wheat from the chaff, create regulation so that you can trade, know what you're buying, where you're buying it, and exactly who you're dealing with. With this asset, you'll be able to buy a house, a car, go to McDonald's to buy a hamburger. It will be a currency in the country as it happened in other countries. Interesting. This is Bill 2.3, which calls for the regulation of virtual currencies and was approved for presentation just last week. The Chamber of Deputies gave a big thumbs up, and it looks like Brazil is going to follow El Salvador in creating a a nationally recognized legal tender alongside the U.S. dollar and their own existing currency. Brazil, of course, knows that they have a lot of problems, including drugs, and that fiat enables money laundering and drug trafficking, etc. Bitcoin, of course, fixes this. There's going to be a lot of different ways that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency could help the poor people of Brazil while helping to track money, track movements, limit activity by the drug cartels that own so much of the, I think they're called favelas, the slums that are in Brazil, very dangerous. More people die from these drug gangs activity in Brazil than from COVID. And the same could be said for the city of Chicago. Nothing to be proud of, but the Windy City does have a couple of first place ribbons to hang. Bitcoin not being one of them, sadly. So your world is moving in the direction of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. You don't want to be left behind. Am I selling anything? No. Am I trading? No. We are at the very cusp of the fourth quarter based on 2020. 2016, 2017. This is one of two major opportunities that we're going to see crypto run. So the 10 to 50X, the gains that are so big, it's stupid, and it just doesn't feel right. They're going to start coming over the next few weeks, and it's going to carry in all the way through early next year. I think that this bull run is going to continue through the summer of 2021. The more damage that's done to our dollar, the more room that we're going to have for more money and new money to flow into the cryptocurrency market. Look at all the banks and all the retailers that accept it and the hedge fund managers that are investing in it. It's not because it's a bubble. It's not because it's a Ponzi scheme. It's because they literally have more faith in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency than they do in the US dollar or any derivative market that is controlled or backed by our government, because trillions of dollars are instead moving into the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency sector. I always say follow the money, but follow the big money. If somebody has no problem buying $50 million worth of Bitcoin right now and they're not selling, then you and I with a few thousand bucks is not going to rock the boat. We're not going to tip the scales. It's not going to make a difference. And they sure as hell are not doing this to screw us over. It's not a legitimate Ponzi scheme. That would be where everybody who bought into Bitcoin early years ago would have been paid off and all the new investors would be broke. The only trouble is almost everybody who bought Bitcoin up until just a couple months ago when it topped $64,000 would be profitable now. That's 10 years of profits. 10 years of gains. So it's really difficult to have anything but pure confidence in the best performing asset class in the world. And that's why I love it. We are going to find our predictions for the upcoming months is where Bitcoin is going to pass the new all-time high and very well may see $100,000 before the end of the year. My bet is that we're going to see $70,000, $75,000 before Thanksgiving. I think right around that time, it'll be safe to talk about crypto with your family again. And everybody who bought the top a couple years ago will be in the profit. So it'll be very crypto-friendly holidays. And we're going to see these altcoins like Matic and Tether, Ethereum, you name it, all these guys that people have invested in. And we have not seen huge, huge runs and gains yet. Second part of this year, we're going to see it catch up. Remember, Cardano was early this year. Matic was early. Tel was last year. So these guys could literally do a 10 to 100X. They did it already. They could do it again. And that's where I'm putting my money in every single coin of the week. So this is going to be a lot of fun. So the prediction, of course, is seeing Bitcoin pass $100,000 before the end of the year. What's funny is somebody who is very anti-Bitcoin and changed their tune, which many people have a hard time admitting when they're wrong, this guy does it with ease. Mr. Wonderful, who is a shark that I used to hate and have grown to love, had something really interesting to say about it. Now, before you listen to what he has to say, because of course it's very important to listen to Mr. Wonderful, well, what I like is just going back to January of this year, where his literal quote was, Bitcoin is a nothing burger. Followed by in October, my crypto exposure is greater than gold for the first time in my life. Can you even imagine where it will be next year? Now, Mr. Wonderful has a ton of money, but here's what he has to say about our prediction of 100 grand.
If you want to see Bitcoin crack that 100,000, we got to have a solution. And this is only my opinion. Nobody else's, okay? I'm not putting it out there anywhere else. When I see that Larry Fink letter with the word Bitcoin in there, when he writes and says, I'm okay with Bitcoin mined sustainably, that is why you should own Bitcoin. You have to make the assumption the industry is going to solve this problem, and Larry will write that letter one day.
And Crypto Karma's coin of the week. Now, this coin, not necessarily available on every single exchange, and there is some controversy behind it, like all good things in crypto, but this is Tron, TRX, and it is a very interesting coin because it is a big facilitator, huge in Asia, and was created by its CEO, Justin Sun. Justin Sun is a bit of a character. He created the Wii app in China. He is extremely, extremely wealthy. He spends a lot of money in the crypto community and is very well known. He's controversial because he's held some fundraising and some prizes and giveaways of Tesla cars, has somehow had a bad taste with a lot of interactions. He's come through on things, and I say it kind of slowly because he's been pushed by the community to do so. He puts a lot of money in NFTs. He supported even Wuhan, China, pre-COVID, when COVID first came out and nobody knew what it was. So he's very active in the community, and they've also done a whole lot of things. Now, why would Tron be important? Well, it's shown that it could withstand time to stay active, which in crypto is a big, big deal. It's been around a few years. The price has not really gone below 5 cents. It hasn't gone above 20. And you're probably asking, well, what is it besides a cool name? So it's one of the largest cryptos and is ranked right now number 20 in cryptocurrencies and is on high demand because of its gambling and gaming platforms. So they follow the internet. And where is internet? It's in porn, it's in gambling, and it's in gaming. That is literally the top three uses of it. So Tron, you can use it on Pornhub. So there they got porn down. Then, of course, they are integrated with a lot of the different communities in gambling and gaming, like Wink Gaming. Live gambling tables in the Asian market is huge. And, of course, video gamers. Crypto experts and analysts all over the world are making assumptions that the coin will have a great future because of where all of its hands are. Investors or traders are keen to know that the predictions of Tron to get a better idea, but let's look at what Tron really is. It is a decentralized machine created to boost the internet through decentralization. It helps developers of decentralized applications to build and use dynamic protocols through smart contracts and their native blockchain the same way Ethereum does. The long-term goal of this crypto is to revolutionize the entertainment business online. To do so, the team has partnered in collaboration with leading developers, streaming platforms, social networks, and many more. Justin Sun, who is the man behind Tron, was originally built it as an ERC-20 token for the Ethereum network. But soon after its launch in ICO, the project was a big hit, and they started their own Tron blockchain. After the successful launch of the blockchain, TRX shifted to its own network's blockchain. So very unique that it doesn't run on the Ethereum system. It allows it to run cheaper and to multitask even better. All of this helped a lot of Tron to build in itself and grow very quickly by gathering a lot of support and interest in the community. The hype was real when the network announced that they bought BitTorrent, which allows seeders to earn coins by sharing files. So BitTorrent, which is an Asian platform, is extremely popular, and they paid millions and millions and millions of dollars for this. So you could kind of look at Tron as cornering a lot of the gaming market and a lot of the market that has to do with gambling with their Wink platform. Before going into price predictions, though, let's have a look at how the coin has done in the past. It started mid-September in 2017. Price back then was 0.0019. Look at that. Not even a penny. One-tenth of a penny. Right now it's 9 cents. So that's crazy. Absolutely crazy. If you bought it back then and have it now with its ups and downs, you're up a lot. However, it had an insane bull run back in 2017, and it hit its all-time high of 27 cents. So it's at almost 10 cents now. That means all it has to do is triple to beat its all-time high. Or, of course, you're going to make a ton of money if you bought it early on in the game. Between August and November of 2019, the price of Tron decreased all the way down between 1 and 2 cents. So almost anything you bought back then, just 2 years ago, would have done a real good job on performance. Following a challenging time back then, though, the PR campaigns and the integration of the BitTorrent token, BTT, Tron then increased its value again because the BitTorrent token took on a ton of volume and has made a lot of people, including myself, some very significant amounts of money. In January of 2019, the price of Tron exceeded a high of 27 cents, and it fell all the way down to 9 cents. So price prediction, pretty basic. It could run in the 20s and stay there pretty healthy. How high could it really go? 30, 30, 40 cents, 50 cents? Possibly. Definitely over the next few years, it could get as high as $5, but it's going to need to see a lot of success in the cryptocurrency market overall, which I think we'll have. It'll take a lot of time because they are not burning Tron tokens. They would have to do that. But I think if they just continue to integrate their networks, then the other tokens that Tron supports, such as BTT, Wink, and many others, are where you're really going to make your money. If you look at what utilizes a Tron network and makes money on it, that is where you're going to find all of your luck. So you could buy it on Binance. You cannot buy it on Coinbase. You could get it on one of my favorite exchanges, KuCoin, and I believe also on Kraken. So take a good look. It is Tron, TRX. It is somewhat stable, but even more important is the coins that it facilitates. Do your own research, as always. This has been brought to you by Nectar Juice Bar. Check out nectarjuicebar.com. Remember, we are always moving at the speed of crypto, so when you make a decision, strike hard, strike fast. Do not hesitate. Do not wait, or you're going to have to move on to a new coin. That's how this game works. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules, but I will see you next week.
Explore the cryptocurrency universe with Nick Green on Crypto Karma. Learn about Bitcoin and blockchain, Ethereum, Dogecoin, and more. Buy and sell and trade and learn how to make some serious money with digital currency. Crypto Karma is brought to you by Nectar Juice Bar. Nectar is fresh at its best. Live life to the freshest with Nectar. Crypto Karma. Strike first, strike fast. Saturday at 9 a.m. on KPPF. And hear the podcast on Podbean.